I have said that I'm especially interested in working with young people. I think there's a very strong connection between writing and poetry and mental health, and we are in a crisis at the moment with young people's mental health, and I'm interested in reaching out to young people and giving them experiences with poetry. It's a place of being free, of expressing oneself, and so definitely workshops with the public. I'll be giving a couple of public readings as well through the course of the year, and in one of those readings, I'd like to involve some youths as well. Sometimes in my readings, I have a community of people reading with me, either in the audience or on the stage. So readings, workshops, getting the word out about poetry as an art that is a vital contemporary practice and is not only a historical kind of stuffy thing of the past, that Yeats's spirit is a contemporary energy that we can all tap into.
Okay. And when you mention mental health there, I know the smartphones have been associated with perhaps increasing mental health difficulties for some people. But do you think the vast use of smartphones among young people could be curbing their creativity? Or what is your view on that?
Yeah, I mean, I have a daughter, and I know the, you know, she grew up as the first generation, really, of people all their lives who've known smartphones. And I think the thing about them, they're a tool, and they can be used for good or for not. But one thing that they do tend to stay at is the surface. You know, you're surfing on a smartphone along a lot of superficial places, on Facebook, Instagram, all of these places. We're often posting images of ourselves that are really superficial. And I think that staying on the surfaces of life is shallow. And one of the things that W.B. Yeats's example certainly tells us is he wasn't somebody who stayed on the surfaces of life. He went deep. He took risks. He really tried to approach a deeper part of life and adventure. And I think that young people, in staying just on the surfaces of the social network world, do themselves a disservice, and they eventually run into a place where they want to go deeper. They want, you know, to understand that life is a lot more than a pose on Facebook or, you know, smiling with your friends. That sometimes life is also difficult, and we need places, and poetry and art in general is a place where we can deal with our anxieties, with traumas that happen to us in life. That we can come to understand that we are complex beings, and there need to be spaces in life where we can be complicated, where we can be contradictory, and we can also have fun and have a sense of adventure.